movie nerd. Can you dig it? In movie nerds we trust. What do you put your trust in? Your currency, gold, or the knowledge? The people are coming at you right now. Movie nerds that think they know one thing more than you do. Just one more thing, one more thing, one more thing that you do that makes them a nerd. Oh, sweet and sour.
Welcome to In Movie Nerds We Trust, the movie recommendation podcast for nights when you're not quite sure what to watch. I'm your host, Christopher James, and you guys know that I'm not only a comedian, but I'm a fan of comedy. So wherever you're at locally, be sure to support local comedy. Go to those venues, go to those shows. But if you're here in Salt Lake City, October 14th, that's this Friday, Savage Slander 2, The Return of the Roast Battle. It's going to be great. Natasha Maurer versus Jonathan Falconer, Sam Poulter versus Aaron Orlovitz, Dustin Hagen versus Nicholas Don Smith, Tanner Nicholson versus Abby Harrison, with guest judges Amber Ames, Kean Clark, myself included, as well as Johnny Brandon doing some guest spots, and DJ Sam D'Antuono. It's going to be October 14th at Kean's Garage, 9 p.m. The next night, Dungeons and Comedy, with Wallace Fetzer, Jonathan Falconer, Sam Poulter, Aaron Woodall, 8 p.m. through 11 p.m. Guys, I have a pretty great episode. Quincy, unfortunately, is sick. She is ill. So I figured we had so much fun with both of these guests last month. Apparently I time traveled from the past to the future because this is so awesome right now. Last year, for the all-month horror episode, both of these people on were that month. I figured, why not get them both back? So we have our guest co-host, Rachel Jensen.
Well, hello.
Hello, Rachel. Welcome back.
Hello.
I'm back. You're back.
I time traveled as well
you're
from
back.
Last year.
Well, that was a weird way. I'm back. Rachel, of course, was on our first episode last year with Nicholas for our Halloween episode. But our guest, oh my God, our guest, I'm really excited, is Melissa Merlot.
Hello! I'm excited too!
Our quote-unquote fan favorite. Because
yay!
Everybody loves her Anaconda
I'm a
talk.
Fan favorite!
She did happy T-Rex arms.
T-Rex! I'm doing a happy T-Rex arms dance right now, listeners. Just for you guys.
How have you guys been? It's been a while.
It's been forever and a day.
I know.
I've been good. I've been watching a lot of horror movies too. I was trying to do the the 31 days of October where you watch a horror movie every day that lasted like the first 3 days. And I didn't even watch them. I just fell asleep with them on.
I hate that. I have to make sure, like, I was falling asleep during Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst one. That's the worst one to fall asleep during. And then you wake up and you're like, is it really a dream? Is this real?
Like, I wake up and I walk through my hall and I see that Freddy signal. It's like, oh shit, he's gonna kill me.
You got a lot of Freddy in your place.
Yeah, I do.
Lots of Freddy.
I live in downtown Salt Lake City, so my whole life is a horror movie. All I've got to do is look out my window and I'm like, yep, nope, I'm good. I don't have to watch 31 days of
the
horror
hobos.
Movies. Yeah. Hobos. No, there it's not the hobos. It's the meth addicts.
Well, a lot of the hobos are meth addicts,
meth
too.
Meth zombies.
There's a massive hobo epidemic going on in Salt Lake right now.
No, I blame NPR for this. I blame NPR.
NPR?
Yeah, it's all their fault. They were like, hey,
Jesus,
Salt Lake
NPR.
Has solved the homeless epidemic. They
so
gave
they
out
all
these
here.
Free houses, and then all of a sudden it was like,
they're tents.
It, NPR.
They are tents, NPR. Yes. They're not houses.
Every
and there's
I
a lot of them in downtown Salt Lake.
All those, and then, I'm not making fun of homeless people, but every time I see a huge horde of them, I think of that South Park episode with all the homeless, the Night of the Living Homeless.
That's what downtown Salt Lake is
turning
become.
Into it. It's like they went from California in that episode, and the epilogue is like, oh, we should go to Utah.
Yeah, we have an outdoor mall here at the Gateway. It's completely overrun by hobos now. I call it Hobo Thunderdome. I want them to just close down the mall and have like Mad Max hobo battles. Ooh,
yeah, instead of doing a restaurant district, they should turn it into like a hobo like fighting arena.
Hobo fight district. Yeah.
Which sounds more entertaining than it actually is, because you see a couple homeless people like try to kill each other with like
they just yell at each other.
Like KFC drumsticks, and you're like, yep, that's the thing sporks. That just happened, and it wasn't as interesting as you think it would be. Like it was slightly more terrifying.
They make like nunchucks out of crack pipes and yarn.
They're very creative.
No, they are.
You got all data.
We'll give them credit for that. Still like a horror movie.
I feel like it's been like probably what the better part of a year since I've had both of you guys on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't even remember the last episode I did.
You guest co-hosted with John Hilder.
Oh my gosh, that was so fun. Yeah. Oh, and you made me watch that movie with Ben Stiller in it.
I haven't been on since Bruce.
And I loved it.
That was. It'll be a year next month.
Well, when did you guys watch? What was that one?
It was a Bruce Willis movie.
It was Die Hard.
Bruce Willis? Yeah.
We talked about Die Hard.
What other ones?
And Fifth Element. Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Oh, those are great. Yeah.
Because
those
we could talk about Bruce Willis a lot, or we could get into our movies. I have to take Quincy's spot and refocus everybody.
So far, you know, hey.
Yeah, I have to refocus everybody except Melissa is taking the soulless spot, being the only ginger in the room right now. So we do have to have the credit where credit is due.
Yeah, you were on the Bruce. In all professionalism, Rachel has a lady boner for Bruce. That's why.
I don't have to have a lady boner. I have a full like 8-inch like chub for that man. Oh,
chub, full chub.
Sweet. I don't know. I heard he was a Trump supporter though.
Uh-oh.
Why, Bruce?
If that is true, the only thing that will ever happen is I will let Bruce Willis grab my pussy. But that where I draw the line.
That's it.
Why don't get the whole
for
grab
Bruno
the pussy thing?
Because Trump is a rapist. Well, no, how do you not get that? Trump is a scary.
Trump
scary
is like
rapist.
What James Bond would be if like every like girl said no and reported him first. Like, come on.
That'd be like the shortest James Bond movie ever. My name's Bond. Ew.
Well, you know the whole like
James
sexual,
Bond.
Like,
ew, get away from me.
I have a boyfriend.
Security.
Misogynistic thing with like James Bond is like. 32 no's equal a yes. But with Trump, it's like, no, never. I will build a wall around you, and you will never become part of me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Okay, I don't want to get into political shit, because,
politics, ew.
What other horror movies have you guys been watching recently? That's actually a new segment we've been kind of playing with.
Wow.
I watched Cooties last night, the horror
Cooties
comedy.
I want to see Cooties. It's like funny, right?
It's not bad. With Elijah Wood and Rainn Wilson.
Oh.
And I watched all the VHS horror movies the other day. And
I like VHS. I haven't seen the latest one, though. I like the first two.
Yeah. I finished my Nightmare on Elm Street Blu-ray collection, finally.
Ooh. Dude, good job. That's a lot.
Dream
Warriors, my favorite.
Oh, yeah, the Dawkins.
Love Dream Warriors.
We are the Dream Warriors. What would your dream power be?
My dream power?
Yeah.
I want Freddy Krueger's dream power.
Oh,
I just,
the dream
does
jumping?
He kill people?
I would kill everybody.
I like the dream jump.
Dreamscape.
Yeah.
I watched Dreamscape. Have you seen that? That's one of my favorite ones.
Oh,
it's about
that
where you jump into other people's dreams.
Oh,
it's from the 80s.
Oh, that's there's right. a new
with
there's
Dennis
be a
Quaid
new series about that.
Oh, yeah,
seen
I saw
that
it.
Called
I saw
Falling
the commercial.
Water.
It looks really
looks
cool.
Really, it looks terrifying.
For a series, I'm watching American Horror Story.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, everybody's watching American Horror Story.
I only watched the first season.
Oh, it's so good.
I mean, I'll binge watch those. I finally watched Stranger Things like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
I did watch a classic, Death Becomes Her, the other
Oh,
night.
I love that movie. Oh, it's so cute. Yeah.
Bruce.
Would you fuck Bruce in Death Becomes Her?
No, he's got glasses.
Oh, whoa, hey.
Oh, hey, what's wrong with glasses, says the girl wearing glasses.
Yeah, it
oh,
says,
Christopher
Taylor. You know, the only attractive man in the room and probably this town. Because it's West Valley. I'll take credibility for that. That's fine.
I've got my glasses in my purse, guys.
Okay,
I leave those. Right. Where...
Okay, well, put them on, because now you're being a dick.
I leave those where I need to leave those.
Well, in all fairness, Clark Kent takes off his glasses. He's Superman, so what the fuck about that?
Yeah, because nobody fucks Clark Kent.
Clark Kent gets fucked all the time. because Lois Lane knows he's Superman, so it's a bias. It's kind of like a loophole.
Nobody.
It's role playing. They like to role play.
Nobody likes
Clark Kent.
Nobody likes Clark Kent. Clark.
Because nobody knows who the fuck he is.
Nobody likes Clark Kent.
Have you guys watched the Dead Snow and Dead Snow 2? It's
no.
Like my favorite. Dead Snow 2 is one of my all-time favorite horror movies.
What about Frankenstein's Army?
I love Frankenstein's Army.
Oh, man. That is
yet to watch.
That's an amazing. Frankenstein's Army is so cool because the monsters are so cool. Because they're all like melded in with machinery. And it has like this montage when the monsters come out. And it takes forever to see each monster. Like they have their own introduction while they're like chasing. Oh, it's so good. It's such a good movie.
I took a break from horror movies last night and watched EdTV.
Oh god. Let's not go there.
Yeah, okay. Nicholas told me to watch Session 9, so I think I'm gonna watch it.
Oh, Session 9's a fantastic.
I hated it.
Really?
I was so disappointed. I can understand how it would be scary for a certain like fear that I don't have.
Sure.
But I hated it. And it's on like almost every scariest movies ever lineup.
I wouldn't say scariest movies.
I bought it at Big Lots for $3 because I was like, oh, this has got to be good. It's on all the movie lists.
But it is $3 at Big Lots.
And isn't it David Caruso? I know, $3. You can find a lot of cool stuff at Big Lots for $3. Isn't it David Caruso? I have trouble taking him seriously.
Yeah,
CSI Miami.
You know what I liked about that movie more than anything is I liked the psychology behind
it. It's very psychological. Okay. Psychological thriller for sure.
They interviewed, because I watched all the behind the scenes features of it too. I watched it when I was in film school, which is probably why I liked it
a lot
more.
Oh yeah, you have a deeper understanding.
Oh yeah, I liked it a lot more.
Okay.
So.
Instead of me where I'm like, that wasn't scary.
I want my $3 back, damn it.
Damn it, Big Lots.
When they talk about it, they talk about the thing that scares them the most about serial killers is because serial killers are so creative that they don't quite grasp what they're doing is because they just want to understand everything to a deepest level.
Okay.
So they just
that's pretty cool.
If they just want to understand why people aren't loving them, why people are running away from them.
Why do you have a problem with this? This is normal.
So Jeffrey Dahmer was, why don't you love me and stay? Why don't you love me? And so that's what creeped me out about the whole movie, mm-hmm. is when you're watching it with that understanding, it becomes way more terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that'll fuck with
Christopher's mind
now
is blown.
Nope,
you.
I'm going to watch that in the daytime. Because
and mine's still like, meh, you know, I can see it being scary.
I think I'm going to start doing the Friday the 13th later this week and then correlate them all with the Freddy versus Jason.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Yeah, instead of watching that with all the Nightmare on Elm Street, I'm like, okay. Do that.
I love Jason X. That's probably my favorite.
It's not.
Well,
it gets a lot of shit. But
what's
it's a good
the
movie.
One with the psychic girl? That was a cool one.
New
too.
Blood.
Yeah, that was a cool one too. I like that one.
I'm also
and
gonna,
the first one, of course.
Oh yeah,
that it's classic.
There, I'm going to throw in a little horror comedy with Idle Hands and Teen Wolf.
I've never seen Idle Hands.
It's a great movie.
It gets quoted a lot on Robot Chicken because people make fun of Seth Green for me.
Yeah, Seth Green was in that.
But I still haven't seen it. It sounds
it's
really
funny.
It's
pretty good. If you get a chance to rent it on iTunes.
I was so disappointed because I saw that as a teenager at a time when I was like deeply in love with Devon Sawa.
Oh, God.
And
was it because of Casper?
I'm sure it was because of Casper.
Wild America.
No, I think it was he was in this horrible movie that was like a coming of age rom-com called I can't even remember. It had Demi Moore in it.
Ew.
Anyway, but if you paused it at just the right time, you could see Sawa Dick.
Ew.
You could see like you terrible. Don't.
Ew.
Oh my god, pedophiles
everybody,
are going to be listening to this and
everybody
they're going to be like,
go,
there's,
oh,
12, there's 12-year-old
with
dong
Demi
in there.
Moore? Christopher's got his phone. He's looking it up.
Okay. Well, not the dick. The movie.
He's looking up Sawa penis.
The wrong time to say that. She's like, oh my god, pedophiles are going to listen to this. And because Christopher's looking on his phone.
Christopher's
he's gonna
on his
I'm terrified.
Phone.
I'm terrified.
That is, okay. I am not looking up Devon Sawa's
speaking
young
of pedophiles, we're going to be talking about the Lost Boys pretty soon.
Melissa.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We have so many raped children that we're going to be talking about today. There's so many, like,
you do this every time. You You foreshadowed. I haven't even talked about the title of the episode.
I foreshadow way ahead.
Well, okay, we should get started.
I'm just giving them a little teaser of what's to come.
You're teasing them something for 10 seconds that's going to happen. This is, God damn it, I like control.
Well, if we had a commercial break, it would be perfect.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to the In Movie Nerds We Trust episode.
Welcome back. We were just teasing about child rape. Yeah.
How about that Carl's Jr. commercial?
Diddling,
it was just
diddling,
the tip,
kid
just
diddling.
For a second. Yeah.
On our previous episode, Christopher had to explain why he was looking on his phone, not to search Devin Sawa's dick, but to search the movie.
I think we have to say trigger warning.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay, Melissa's going to die if we don't stop. Okay.
No, this is great.
This episode is episode number 97, The Allure of the Vampire. This, of course, are great vampire movies. First of all, fuck that glittery I can't die in sunlight Twilight shit. We're not talking about
vampires
that.
Vampires don't sparkle.
Goddamn right.
Well, yeah, they don't. Or they don't be like, how do you like my hair and say my name? And they talk like they're depressed.
Talking
but they're
about
really
real vampires.
Yes. Real vampire movies. And the allure behind them. Our first movie is, holy shit, is a classic in my opinion. The 1987 The Lost Boys.
Has it been, oh my God, we are almost 30 years into 30 that.
30-year anniversary coming up.
That's true, yeah.
That movie is a millennial.
Next year.
It is a classic.
I was 2 years old.
So aww.
That was 29 years ago.
Aww.
I just dated myself. Not in the sense of like in a room and it's enjoyable. I just told you guys how old I was.
I don't think dating is enjoyable.
I'm doing okay with it. I'm just,
we're going to a very dark place.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
we're talking about vampire movies.
Oh.
You want dark places and, you know, conundrums and, you know,
we were just
a resolution
teasing
at the
about
end.
Child rape. I think this is,
let's go to the Corys.
Yes. Yeah.
Corys!
This
the
is
poor
a great
little
movie. Corys. You got Jason Patrick, Corey Haim, Diane West, or Weist.
Diane Weist?
Weist.
Weist.
Yeah.
Weist.
Edward
Herman. Oh, I love her, though.
Oh. Hey, by the way, fucking handsome man Keith Sutherland in this movie.
Oh, he's so good in this movie, too.
I'm totally
love him in this movie.
Only person
this
I know.
Was when he was a bad boy, though.
Oh,
this
yes.
This was nobody.
Before Good Guy 24 Hours.
Oh, yeah. Or, by the way, fucking rocks bleach blonde mullet, by the way.
Yeah, mullet vampires.
Mm. Only person I think who could probably rock that, by the way, that look.
Michael, you're eating maggots, Michael.
Oh, yeah. I fucking Michael, love that
Michael,
scene.
Michael.
It's like, it's like you fuck with your Michael. Stone friend at a party. Yeah, those are maggots.
I know. You're like giving him noodles. Yeah. Those are maggots.
It's worms. Fuck,
you're
man.
Eating maggots, Michael.
You guys fed me worms? What? I love this movie. Of course, two Corys, Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
Passed around like candy.
No.
They totally were. I can't watch anything with them anymore without worrying that
well,
they were getting
candy
diddled.
For me, because now I can't enjoy candy. It's Halloween time and I
after
love a piece
poor
of candy.
Poor Corey Feldman
oh,
and poor Corey Haim.
You love a piece of candy now. Because
now oh, God damn it. Why
this
are you guys
whole,
putting this?
This whole episode is going to be Christopher clarifying he's not a pedophile.
That's why I can't grow a mustache.
You don't fucking grow a mustache. Like, you're the last person in the world.
No.
If
no.
you grow a mustache, then you got to get, like, a really ugly suit jacket
oh,
and
yeah.
hang around elementary schools
oh,
during
no,
recess.
Come on. Like a members only jacket and you're yes. the only member?
Like, with your facial structure and your glasses, you know you're
oh,
the
no.
last
hey, kids,
person
kids, is it recess
wear.
Already?
I can't be near a school or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Like, kids, no, I just want to date your mother, I swear.
Yeah, I usually do. I like hot moms. I'm actually slightly.
Who needs a new
one.
Stepdad?
Oh, yeah. Well, come on. My name's Christopher James, and I want to assure you that I like women of my age. Either near my age or at least 23. I don't like kids. I'm basically a kid myself. I still...
And he actually...
No, you're just... You're
he
not.
Has a system. He has a system to check for girls' IDs to make sure they're of age. So yeah, I will verify that.
That's why there's a velvet rope outside my bedroom.
There's going to be no
redeeming
qualities.
And a bouncer who I pay a very high salary to stand outside my bedroom every day, even though there's not that much traffic. But he has the velvet rope and he checks the ID.
In
all
fairness,
this
is a really serious topic, and I'm sorry to be joking about it, but poor Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
Yeah, going off the rails. Not to quote Dustin Hagen,
Corey Feldman has an
rails.
Autobiography out that talks about their time in Hollywood, and it's just devastating.
With a foreword by Macaulay Culkin.
Yes, sir.
Is it really?
No, it's not. It should be, though. It's just... It's a side of Hollywood that is just terrifying. That's like the ultimate horror movie.
Oh, God.
It's how real that is.
Well, let's talk about vampires.
The Lost Boys. Yes. The not scary vampires.
I mean, also randomly in this movie, Alex Winter from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the vampires. I forgot.
Also rocking a bleach blonde
mullet. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a very Axl Rose kind of like...
Maybe Axl was inspired by...
Maybe.
The Lost Boys.
You ever seen that vampire movie?
He's not British.
I don't know music. I just wanted to do that voice. I feel very confident.
Oh, back to Rose.
Hey, John. Have you ever seen that vampire movie? Yeah. We should all get black sweaters and get our hair cut the same.
Just for the record, John Lennon was super fucking dead by the time this movie came out.
These guys are depressing.
John Lennon
John
Lennon could have been a vampire by this time. I mean, he was dead as fuck.
This is actually one of the horror movies that I wouldn't watch for a long time because when I was little, the commercial scared me. And I didn't like horror movies for a long time until I was
older. Fun fact, you were deathly afraid of vampires.
I was deathly afraid of vampires. Yeah. I'm glad that you remember that. Yeah. I was terrified of vampires when I was a little kid. Like, I wore crosses every day to elementary school because my parents told me that would prevent vampires from attacking me. And then everyone teased me at school because everybody was Mormon and they don't like crosses that much. And so they called me a devil worshiper.
People that don't like crosses usually vampires. Just saying.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that is the saddest thing that I have ever heard of.
It's true. And I didn't care what they called me, though, because I was too scared of vampires.
I think I saw this on TV, and I think I was like equally like... impressed by this movie, the soundtrack that was heavily Sisters of Mercy.
Oh, I love the soundtrack.
The Sisters.
I still believe.
Oh my God! That was not a saxophone. Can we talk about saxophone guy?
Oh yeah.
We have to just segue right into saxophone.
We should
guy
go ahead.
I still
because
believe.
There has never been a more homoerotic like scene
in a movie.
any movie, let alone any horror movie.
Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the staple of it. I don't know.
This guy is like a bodybuilder that is like baby oiled
and
tan.
His hair is like crazy hair.
His hair is like greased back.
Like a wild stallion.
He's got like thick bike chains on him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like doing
the saxophone.
He's like humping the saxophone and he's like angrily singing like, I still believe. I still believe. And it's like, he believes.
He totally believes.
And he is humping that saxophone.
Oh, yeah. That's a great scene.
Like all I can think of is Bill Clinton going like, guys. I know what instrument I have to play.
That was the inspiration. He's like, guys, from that day on.
The ladies are going to love the saxophone.
That's how I got Hillary as a saxophone.
I
forgot how 80s
that
this movie
was. That is why Bill Clinton started playing saxophone.
I love it for
Until
being
I
so
saw
80s.
That scene, I was like, fuck, this is
80s. They have like a big outdoor party.
And everybody's like dancing to it.
Outdoor
and like
gay
the
party.
Gypsy girl
I mean
is, like,
outdoor vampire
that's
party.
That's the first scene where like he kind of like starts to make icon like Fuck me
eyes. Oh, they're fucking each other with girl. Their eyes.
Yeah. Yes.
Star.
They are eye sexing the shit out of each other.
Jamie Gertz is her
she's,
name.
No, she's on a sitcom now. She's on a sitcom
she's
now.
Been
she
on
was
a few.
King of Queens, wasn't she?
No. Modern Family.
No. She wasn't Modern Family.
There's
she
another one. Been still on. Standing.
Still
she's
standing.
She's been on
still
a
standing.
Lot of sitcoms.
Yeah. She actually was the wife of Bill Paxton in Twister.
Oh.
Yeah, the one that like ends up like I can't take this anymore.
And then, you and your crazy tornadoes.
Helen Hunt's in it too, but he's
I
the
thought
one that,
Helen Hunt was Bill Paxton's wife.
No,
that's
well,
they were
a
getting
hot
a divorce.
Girl that they have like
they were getting divorced, and then he brought his new girl with him to sign the divorce papers.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so she was just a home wrecking bitch in Twister.
No, they were they were separated.
No, she was a home wrecking bit that, oh.
I don't want to get into semantics about marital status.
Anyway, let's
Twister.
Go back to the yes, soundtrack. What about wow. Cry Little Sister?
Oh, yeah.
That's
Cry
what I'm talking about.
Little Sister.
Which, in the sequels, they milk the fuck
okay,
out of
we gotta go into this, because I've never seen the sequels.
Okay, I
there's
will give
sequels?
You
sequels?
Oh, yeah, there's.
Do you remember on the two Coreys? Because we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
How they asked Corey Feldman to be in it, but they didn't ask Corey Haim to be in it. Do you remember that
No,
fight?
He actually is, and not the. And not the full movie.
Yeah.
This is what I love. Is
okay.
In the, it's called The Lost Tribe.
Oh, my God.
I had no idea there was sequels.
It's, they're basically the son and daughter of Michael and Star go
oh.
to live with a family member in that town because Star and Michael died in a car accident.
Oh, sad.
So, and of
Vampire's
course.
Vampire's not immune to car accidents, apparently.
Well, they got cured after the
oh,
manga.
They got cured. Oh, okay.
Yeah, after the video store owner, you know.
Hack.
Oh, my gosh.
Hack.
Just
that
wait.
Is such a hacky.
No,
hacky
plot.
That screenwriter. Oh,
so
fuck
they
that
milked.
Screenwriter in
they
the
milked
ass.
That song and kept
Cry,
modernizing it. But
sissy.
So they drink blood.
Oh,
because I guess the head vampire, who's related to Kiefer Sutherland, by the way.
Oh, of course,
yeah,
right. Gotta
was
have a
one
connection.
Of the guys from the bonfire in the party got
oh.
bit and got. Ran off, so that was kind of a tie-in.
The sequel should have just been that guy playing the saxophone. I would
yeah.
totally watch
that. I would have watched that. That sounds way better.
I believe I'm a vampire now, so I can play the saxophone for all eternity. So, and at the end, there's a post-credit scene where after they destroy the vampires and turn them back, same
mm-hmm.
thing as Lost Boys, Corey Haim shows up. And
oh.
he's a vampire.
Oh.
So
oh.
they have a little thing, like a little like back and forth. It's like, you know, I'm going to stake you one of these days.
Oh,
bring
that's,
it.
That's
isn't the Frog Brothers? Is that what
that
they
is...
were? What was there?
Well, it
their
was
name.
Corey Haim, who's Michael's brother.
Oh, okay.
And it, the one of the Frog Brothers.
That is
brothers...
inappropriate for a rape victim, actually.
Wow, okay. Let's tone the shit down a little bit. This is a happy place. This is a happy podcast.
I'm sorry. I just watched the documentary in Open Secret, and it just made my skin crawl.
What the worst
title
for
that? And it has a lot
of
Corey Feldman in it.
So there was a comic book to bridge the gap from the sequel,
oh.
and it's about the Frog Brothers.
Oh, okay.
And you find
okay.
out that David, the head vampire, that
yes.
quote-unquote head vampire from Lost Boys, lived after the whole antler impaling.
Oh!
And then the widow... a woman that Grandpa's going to see is a vampire, so Grandpa's a vampire.
Nice.
She bit him,
mm-hmm.
and then you kind of find out a little more further down the road, and then one of the Frog Brothers, the other one, gets killed, and that's how you find out that Corey Haim like accepted
oh.
to be in their tribe because he was always jealous of Michael's attention.
Gotcha.
So it ties that up. It's a great
that's
comic
cool.
book. And then there's, of course, the fucking third one, the
oh my
Thirst.
God.
Which they work with the government about a vampire because there's a vampire blood drug. It's fucking, ugh. Let's talk about the good movie. This
okay,
one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one thing that I've always hated about that town.
Yeah.
It's just all the damn vampires.
Stay away from my root beer and the goddamn vampires.
I love the grandpa.
He's
in
one
it.
Of my favorite
parts. I love
parts
the grandpa,
grandpa
too.
I was really sad that he actually, I think that was his last film that he made.
No, he was in Road Trip.
Was he in Road Trip? Yeah,
yeah.
He was probably the best thing about that movie.
Oh, yeah. I love the little horn, too, like, on his car.
Yes. I like that, too. It's
like,
so
that's
fun.
The best scene, is, like, he ends up, like, fucking, because you find out Max, the video guy's story, is really the head vampire.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorite scenes, to where he's, like, your tests were immune. Don't you know when you invite a vampire in, it doesn't work? And Corey Haim's like, to Corey Feldman, did you know? He's like, yeah, yeah, of course, I knew it. Because they're doing that whole stupid test and nothing.
Oh, the garlic and the mirror.
Yeah. So, I just love his whole his attitude. Like, ooh, he's like, his daughter's hugging him. Hello. It's like, ooh, watch the hair with his ponytail. Like,
yeah.
He's just a great.
The family dynamic, like in a lot of in a lot of horror movies, like the family dynamic is either like really fake or really
abusive.
Really abusive.
Oh yeah.
But like this movie, and actually Fright Night, the Fright Night with Colin Farrell.
Oh yeah. That one.
Speaking of lady boners, never mind.
Speaking of guy boners, because he's.
Right?
Where did that come from?
Right? Oh, and so the new one, that poor kid died, though, recently.
Anton, oh, yeah, he was in the Star Trek. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked
him
very
in that
recently.
Movie.
Yeah, but that's a great vampire movie too.
I actually liked the remake of that.
The remake was fun. That was a fun remake. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, their family dynamic's great in that too. But the family dynamic in this movie was just so genuine and authentic. The mom was really sweet. And the grandpa was just so
The grandpa
awesome.
Was so fun.
And they had a little, like, brother rivalry. Like, one of my favorite parts is when he sees him, you're the undead. My own brother's a shit-sucking goddamn vampire. I'm going to tell mom. And he runs up. That's, like, one of my favorite parts in that. There's a lot of comedy to this movie. It's, like, it's not really a horror movie. It's kind of like a horror comedy. But it's a great
well,
fucking vampire
it's both.
Movie.
I mean, like, there's a lot of really good horror in it, too. I think the makeup stands up pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the vampires still look really cool.
The makeup stands out really well. Those contact lenses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They look awesome.
They look painful to wear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They probably were back
but
then.
The fangs and the facial
Yeah,
stuff
the
too.
Fangs and everything. The intensity is pretty, like, the builds are really good.
Yeah.
I think the plot and the way that they incorporate the mythology in the comic books is really fun.
Yeah.
I
love that.
The scene with the dog is actually really scary.
Oh, yeah, and the nuck with the when he bites his hand.
Yeah.
That is scary.
Yeah. The only thing that I think is awkward about this movie, other than the saxophone guy, other than the saxophone guy that is just way too 80s, is the little kid. The little kid is just way too, like, that little kid looks weird anyway. Like,
oh, yeah.
The little Eddie Munster kid. Like, there's something
just weird.
I forgot
about the little kid.
There's something weird looking about that kid anyway.
Oh, especially when
he vamps out,
too. They
picked a weird looking kid.
Yeah.
I wonder whatever happened to that kid.
I think he's
dead. It was
dead.
A real
like,
vampire.
I just think he's dead. I think that kid had, like, some weird...
Christopher's like, getting his phone again to see
we're
gonna what happened
to that
little
kid. We're
going to
find out that kid was, like, really, like, an 80-year-old guy the whole time. Like, Laddie he just was...
Laddie.
Laddie?
Yeah, that was a character. Wow, he is really not in anything. Chance Michael Corbett. The last thing... He was in Hallow's Eve.
Maybe he was like a relative to somebody on production and they're like, let's use this kid.
I don't know. I think that sometimes like kids want to be actors and they get a role like that and it's traumatizing.
Maybe the Coreys warned him of what's going to happen to him.
They were like, look, kid.
If he stays in the industry.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say something just really horrible.
40 years old and dress like Michael Jackson.
And do little dances.
I don't know.
I liked his little dance.
Yeah, I love Corey Feldman.
I do too.
So love Corey Haim.
Me too.
I miss like his last movie was Crank 2.
I feel bad.
Well,
for
the
Corey
thing
Haim.
they were really good at their prime, but finding out that they were like even at this time they were constantly on drugs.
Oh yeah,
they were constantly on drugs. They were.
Well, it's because of what they had to deal with. I mean,
yeah,
I totally believe all the allegations. I don't think they were treated kindly in Hollywood at all.
I always love seeing them in movies together.
They are really fun together. I mean, they do have a great rapport. Like, that's the reason they were in so many movies together. They're so fun.
Who was the third guy, though? The other guy was funny, though, too. Like the kid that looked like the Karate Kid.
Oh, the other frog brother?
Yeah, the other frog brother.
I don't know who that was. No, we'll ask Christopher. Because
the three of them, played really fun off each other.
Oh, his name's Jameson Newlander. He was Alan Frog. He, let's see. Wow. Did he return in the... Yeah, he
in the sequel.
And the
he
thirst.
Was in the sequel.
And
the
thirst. His scenes were deleted in The Tribe, the second one.
Ooh.
Oh, he done pissed somebody off.
But yeah, I mean, the last reputable movie, I'm scrolling because it's taking a while, was the 1988 The Blob.
Hmm.
Which is a great remake.
I like The Blob.
I thought that was well done.
I like it too.
That's why I love the, because it goes more into the dynamic of the Frog Brothers in the comic book, gapping the sequel of the movie from this first one.
They should have just stuck with comic books. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to agree.
They should have just stuck with comic books. They could have kept it going with comic books.
Well, yeah. Look at Freddy versus Jason versus Ash.
Oh,
those
heck yeah.
Amazing.
You can do whatever you want in a comic book.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I think that now it's more of a genre you can play with versus maybe back then.
I don't think they'll make any more, though. I hope not.
I hope
three's,
God,
three's
no.
enough. This one, though, I love the dynamic between, you know, Corey Haim and Michael and that whole thing. He's helping him through, you know, the whole process of like becoming a vampire. The whole relationship with Star and Michael is really great. That whole like scene, like that bridge scene, is probably like one of my favorite scenes in this movie.
Oh, that's a great scene in any vampire movie. I think what's good about this is it's good, like it's good because of the era that it's in.
Yeah.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Because, I mean, like, I can't imagine that without being on, like, motorbikes and being in that
fog.
Oh,
yeah.
And, mm-hmm. like, being on trains. Like, could you imagine that being rebooted with, like, a speed train?
No, oh, it'd look ridiculous.
If they ever
rebooted, it's good for how it was.
Yeah, and then the fucking death scenes are great. The whole, like, weird baddie sound when they're, like, closing in on people.
Oh, yeah.
And those, like, crane shots,
oh, yeah,
from above.
I forgot
those
about those.
Great. Or, like, the couple who steals the comic books and then the card, like, roof gets,
yes,
ripped off.
Just rips off.
Yeah. It's, I fucking love it.
No,
I love, here's the thing. Here's another thing that made me know how fucking 80s this movie is. It's Corey Haim's fucking old couch looking jacket / bath mat jacket. The gray one that he was wearing.
Yes.
He's like, oh, funky fresh. I'm going to go hit on some ladies.
Oh, like the long, like,
yes,
floor length.
Yes.
Floor length jacket with, like, the popped collar.
Yes.
Looking like
so
Don Johnson.
Looking.
And he's, like, 13 years old, like, walking
this
around.
Is
the 80s. Like,
13-year-olds fucking all the time.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's good. I love the wardrobe. The wardrobe, yeah, is fantastic.
Even the vampires, I feel the vampires. It kind of made me, like, I feel like they got turned, like, early 80s. Like,
and they're just stuck like that.
Yeah.
It's like, well, so it would be funny to be a vampire.
Did you ever pick up on that you actually, at different points, see the missing posters for all of the vampires?
Yeah.
Yeah, you actually see the missing posters for Laddie, for Star.
Well, Laddie's on the milk carton, right?
Uh-huh, yeah. Laddie's on the milk carton. You see the missing posters for David. You see the missing posters,
yeah,
for all of the vampire boys.
Yeah.
Lost boys.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they called it that.
Because they're lost.
So, but yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like, these were all teenage boys that... were taken from their families,
sure,
and turned into vampires too. I mean, it's kind of sad.
You know what one part scared me besides the car rip, like, fucking vampire attacks, was that scene when the mom's going to go say hi to Max and the dog fucking, like,
that's what I, yeah, that,
yeah,
was the other
that
scene.
Is scary. Yeah.
And the bonfire, oh my God, the,
oh,
bonfire,
mm-hmm, throwing
that
bodies.
Is,
yeah,
terrifying. When he finally realizes, like, the brutality of the vampires,
oh, yeah,
that is one of the most horrific vampire scenes, and they always cut that out of TV because I,
oh,
think,
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
I think it's way too
it.
Gory,
yeah,
and
ripping
brutal.
Arms off and shit.
Yep.
Oh, they're just absolutely, and I think that that's where it blends the horror and the comedy so well, is because it's not afraid to just get really, really horrific.
Yeah, and one thing I love about this that I've never seen in a vampire movie is they're all in a cave and they're searching for coffins. Like, the whole cave is just one giant coffin. That's my best Corey Feldman impersonation.
Well, yeah, and
this.
They're bats. They're yeah, bats. They're actually gripping with their toes.
Yeah, which I thought was cool effect.
That is,
yeah,
cool.
That's the thing. Like, I love about vampires is originality, and I felt that this had the originality overall, but that cave scene really, like, if I was to ever make a vampire movie, I imagine like the best critical scene that would be original is everybody, they're getting surrounded by hordes of vampires, and there's like three people in the middle. It's like a priest and then these two people just like caught in the mix of it. One guy's a vampire hunter, the girl's just kind of like caught in the middle of it, but they're like about to die and the vampires are closing in. It's like, what are we gonna do? And it just starts raining and the vampire hunter says, Father, bless the rain, and they blesses it and it just melts the
and they all dissolve
rain. Yeah.
I've always wondered why they don't just do that. Yeah, like, I've always wondered why.
I'm a fucking genius.
Why don't you like bless like the sprinkler system water?
They could.
And like set the sprinklers off.
Well, look at like fucking From Dusk Till Dawn. They bless tap water that they put in a fucking condom and throw it at their faces.
See, they do that. They bless the sink in Dogma.
Yeah.
Bless the sink. And then she blesses the sink and it's the shit monster.
I just always wanted to see a vampire scene like that. I think it'd be the coolest scene ever.
That would be pretty cool.
So copyright. Fuck you.
Now somebody's going to make it.
No, I just copyrighted.
Is there like an unspoken thing? We should call the Catholics and find out if there's an unspoken thing where you can't bless the rain. Because, I mean,
it's from the earth, which is from God. So.
But maybe it's a thing that they're like,
it's a movie.
They're like, Father, you can't bless the rain.
I like the Christianity in the movie about the vampires, but when it came,
you know who could do it though, are the secret underground exorcism clubs that are in all the movies now. The rebels. They
those don't really exist. Oh, but they do.
They totally exist. They take on the exorcisms no one else will.
So, fun fact, the original screenplay was originally going to be a bunch of Goonie type 5th to 6th grade kid vampires with the Frog brother being like the chubby 8-year-old Cub Scouts.
Oh my god, cute.
And Star being a boy instead of a love interest. This originally came from one of the screenwriters, James, who caught upon the whole notion that Peter Pan could fly, visited Wendy and her brothers at the night, and never grew old. So there's a simple notion he felt maybe Peter Pan was a vampire, was genius for the story and kind of wanted to do that.
I know, a lot of people have used that.
But the obvious nod to the Pan story was a dog named Nook, inspired to the character of Nana the dog. But in the final draft, the changes were made, but originally the two brothers, Michael and John, was going to be their names for that.
That would have been my vampire movie, Little Suckers. I want to have a little kid vampire movie
again,
called Little Suckers.
Yes. Totally inappropriate when you think about what happened with the Corys.
Oh, the poor Corys. Okay. I will have 24-hour security guards on set.
Isn't that
all
exactly
the time?
That was a whole plot line in American Horror Story Hotel.
Yes, it
all
was
of
the
those,
little suckers.
Yeah, the all of the little, and like the one head vampire was Peter Pan. Right? It was. It was literally because
spoilers.
It was their Halloween.
Yeah, sorry,
it was their Halloween party.
You got catch up on American Horror Story.
It was their Halloween
dude.
Party, and the little head vampire was dressed as Peter Pan.
Little suckers.
So Joel Schumacher hated the whole Peter Pan aspect and told the producers he would only sign on if he could change them to teenagers, as he thought it'd be much sexier and more interesting.
Sexy teenagers.
This is actually the two Corys' first film together, which marked their start in the popular 80s two Corys trend, which together normal, of course, like they're numerous, like a Dream a Little Dream, I think was one.
Yeah, Dream a Little Dream.
License to Drive. Love that one.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
They weren't in that together.
They voiced the turtles.
Oh, cute. Corey Hayden.
Feldman did, but not him.
Both
did.
Of them?
Check it.
I know.
He has the phone. Fact. He Check has it. The phone.
I swear to God, both of the Corys were turtles.
So both the bandstand that the band has played on the first time Michael C. Starr and the Frog Brothers comic book shop were destroyed in a 1989 Luma Peretta earthquake, unfortunately.
No!
Yeah, I always wanted to go to that boardwalk and go to that comic book shop. So though almost
if they weren't, then wasn't that the same place that Hurricane Sandy hit? Wasn't that the same boardwalk that
no,
Hurricane Sandy?
No, Santa Monica, California.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah. I thought this was East Coast.
No. Though almost all of Kelly Jo Minter's scenes were deleted from the film, and the only true appearance she makes is over Lucy's shoulder in the video store, she still received billing in the film's opening credits. Her scenes can be viewed in the 2004 Lost Boys DVD special features. So I guess she was supposed to have a much bigger part in that.
Who was that?
She was like one of the workers in the video store, like a blonde, like permy. Well, it's an 80s movie. That's vague description.
Remember video stores?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss video stores.
I do too.
I miss working at Blockbuster solely to see all the like shitty comments about customers pop up.
I worked at Movie Buffs.
You guys remember Suncoast Video?
Yeah. Like, they had all the cool merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't miss video stores because I lost a DVD once.
Oh, and late
fees. I owed them $35 just to replace it, or I owed them like $65 in late fees.
I hate that. Oh, so
and
stupid.
I was like, it's like a $10 DVD. Like, fuck off.
You know what? I totally forgot, by the way, that the blood was glittering in this movie. You think that's where the stupid people for Twilight got that fucking idea?
No, I think the stupid people for Twilight just like sparkles.
Yeah, I think they're the like stupid sparkly. People from Twilight got their ideas from
strip
you
clubs.
Know, no.
From like strip club
experimenting
once,
with caffeinated
sparkly.
Coke one time. Caffeinated
oh my
beverages.
God, I drank caffeinated Coke. And I thought vampires would be so sexy if they were sparkly.
Did you guys notice that there was a
coffee? I was so bad and I had caffeine.
It's not in hot chocolate though, so that's okay. I got
what the fuck's going on? I'm trying to host a podcast.
We're making Mormon jokes.
Okay, well get that shit the fuck out of here real quick. Did you guys notice there's a copy of Goonies in the background?
No, I didn't. Oh, that's clever.
In the background of the video store.
This was actually only filmed in 3 weeks.
That's quick.
Yeah.
That is really
damn.
Quick.
It's really good, too.
You know what I think happened within that 3 weeks is the saxophone guy was like, you think the teenagers are sexy? I'll show you sexy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to show
There's
you
There's too much saxophone.
He's totally like one of those older guys who's like, I still got it.
So Kiefer Sutherland was originally reluctant to star in it.
I think he just stands in front of mirrors with his lips pursed out.
I'm trying to do a fun fact over here.
Do a fun fact.
Our fans like the facts.
Our fans like greased up men with spike chains around their chests.
Fun facts aren't even about that. Kiefer Sutherland was originally reluctant to star in it until he heard that the director had lined up the INXS and Jimmy Barnes to sing. Fuck, he is part of the
INXS in
for
excess.
The soundtrack. I don't fucking know. Kiefer had spent a summer in Australia.
So he did it for the soundtrack? Yeah. That's awesome, because it is a killer soundtrack. Way to go, Kiefer.
My
you probably
goth
heard Cry Little Sister.
Appreciates that.
Yeah.
My inner goth, my outer, my everything
Cry
goth.
Cry Little Sister. I can't remember any of the other songs. I just remember I still believe
it's
Cry Little Sister.
It's all good.
Yeah, there's so many.
It's very heavy goth. It's INXS. I think it's Bauhaus. It's Peter Murphy. Well, Bauhaus is Peter Murphy. It's INXS. It's
I gotta look it up now.
So,
oh yeah, good times.
Our last fun fact for this movie will be is that Jim Carrey was actually considered for the role of David.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he had that good vampire comedy Once Bitten.
I remember Once Bitten.
I can't picture
People
anybody
are strange.
Else.
I forgot about that one.
I can't. He was so good. That movie still holds up with that role. Our next movie, by the way, is the 1998 Marvel movie Blade.
Yes,
I love this movie.
Speaking of excellent soundtracks,
fucking
my gosh,
the blood rave at the beginning
to the Blade
blood
soundtrack
rave.
Forever.
Really,
I still listen to it. It's on my iPod in my car.
Oh my god,
I love it.
I just want to be at the blood rave.
Oh, the blood rave was the best.
That was one of my favorite
showering
scenes.
Of blood.
Is that? But that also right? When he goes in that pit. And he throws that batarang looking thing and it just
yes!
pans to all of them and they're just... I like the effects of vampires getting destroyed in this movie.
Oh my god, it's everything in this movie. The fighting is amazing. Like,
oh,
and Blade's just so damn cool.
Oh,
and
Wesley
plus he's funny
Snipes.
Too.
Oh, Wesley Snipes is super cool.
Oh, he should have paid his taxes.
Such
if
BS.
He did,
I'm
think
so
be
mad
so
they locked him up.
Wesley Snipes.
So mad they locked him up for that.
Oh, I mean, Wesley Snipes was such a great actor. I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of younger audience members, maybe listeners. We have listeners when we do it this way on a microphone. Or when you're not in front of an audience.
Yeah, if they're watching or the audience. Well, then they're still audience.
They're still the audience.
Yeah.
Are they that way? I don't know how these things.
People get.
I refer to them as listeners,
audience
listeners. There you go.
Audience listeners. So a lot of our younger listeners probably don't understand how cool Wesley fucking Snipes was back in the late 90s.
Oh, and early 80s too.
And To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Nagzima.
I fucking love that.
That
movie.
Is the dynamic.
I need to do that on this podcast.
So good. He's so good.
You gotta have us back when you
guys
that.
Already have dibs on another one.
Yeah, but that one's way in the future.
That's way in the future.
The future.
That's a holiday.
If you're gonna
episode,
do,
that's
if you're gonna do something
one.
With drag queens, you have to have
right,
me and Marilla.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
It's been decided.
Yeah,
Nagzima.
Also White Men Can't Jump.
Hello. White
oh my
Men
God, yes,
Can't
he's
Jump.
So good in the Wesley Snipes is just the best
because he was just the
cool everything. He
darkest,
like defined,
scariest,
cool.
Demolition
angriest,
Man.
Meanest.
Oh
my God, I was obsessed.
Oh,
with
Demolition
Man.
Man. Yeah, he was just
with Demolition Man.
He
I love
was
how
like,
silly the '90s were. Don't you think the '90s were just
oh, yeah.
so silly?
Jesus. Yes.
He's even like
everything
Wesley
in
Snipes.
The '90s was just silly.
There's a lot of silly stuff in this. Like Wesley Snipes even has a couple of lines where he's like getting shot in the hospital. He's like, "Motherfucker, what?"
I know. I love that. And Whisper, I love their banter back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Christopherson's angry, like,
the weapons.
Oh, Blade, why are you doing this?
What weapons?
The weapons in this were so
oh, they're killer.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he was talking about with the boomerang thing and, like,
oh,
yeah.
and
bullets.
All the ultraviolet.
Yeah.
Oh,
the ultraviolet with that
so
fat
neat.
Fucking vampire.
So neat.
Yeah. I always hated the way that thing screeched towards the end of that.
Oh, man.
I do like.
Everything's so cool about this movie.
Everything's cool about
he
Blade.
Looks
you just,
awesome. In
this,
this
movie is
by
so
the way.
Good. I just I bought the DVD just because I was like, I can't believe I don't own this because I have Blade 2 and Blade 3, but I don't have Blade
yeah.
1 on DVD.
I actually
now I do.
Almost got in a fight with someone two Black Fridays ago for the trilogy of the Blu-ray. I set it down to count my movies to see.
Oh, I love the Blu-ray.
And he like the guy almost picked it up. I'm like, that's fucking mine.
You're like, this is mine.
And he's like, well, it was just sitting here. I was like, yeah, because I'm tallying up my fucking costs right now. And I took it away
like,
out
don't
of his hand.
Touch my Blu-ray play.
He's like, well, fine. Where the fuck did you get it? I'm like, why the fuck over there, dick? This is my movie.
Wow. Scary shopping. This
wow.
is why people online shop. It's dangerous
oh, yeah.
to shop.
Black
that
Friday.
Is dangerous.
Your Blu-ray might have it. My DVD has the special features and talking about silly 90s. Blade came out when like CGI was kind of just getting into movies, I
yeah.
think. And on the special features, there's a part at the end where Stephen Dorff turns into like a blood demon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the blood god.
The
yeah.
blood demon. And they do this CGI that got cut, but they put it in the special features and it's terrible.
Well, that whole how he looked at the end was kind of bad, too.
It was really bad.
Which I thought
it
was a great weapon.
No, it could have been worse.
No excuses. CGI was out way before that because Terminator 2 CGI.
That's true. And
Terminator 2 CGI was
really
amazing.
Well.
Yeah.
They did it really well. This
it
was
just
like.
Depends on what
a blob of blood with
it.
His head.
Everybody had a big old CGI.
Yeah,
boner.
The CGI, some of the CGI in it was really good because you
yeah.
look at some of the weapons and
the weapon
the ultraviolet
parts all
stuff
cool.
was
yeah.
done really well. Some of the blood stuff was done really
yeah.
well.
Yeah, goobly.
I love
the
his sword.
Was
blood.
Well.
His sword was like,
oh, the
if it
sword
doesn't switch
was so
tone
cool.
white, right? It fucking.
Yes.
Which I love that, like, oh, fucking, what's this guy? The guy from Grounded for Life. He was always like, yeah, look at you fucking badass.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that
I got
guy
hit,
with
I got
the
his big stick.
Guy.
Yeah, that guy was in a random movie that I actually love called The Tower of Steve.
Oh, no, he's also in, he is so, so, so good in, no, the Mel Gibson one.
Patriot.
Patriot, yeah. Yes. So good in The Patriot.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of things. I thought he was funny in this movie. And I love, speaking of effects, the whole him getting, like, burnt and, like, in the hospital. And he's, like, just crispy fucking vampire. I thought was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks so cool.
Yeah,
that
some of
way,
the
way
makeup
cool.
effects, some of the practical effects in this were really good.
Oh, yeah.
I think their makeup effects artists were really good. I love the set design in this. This is
oh,
one
it's
of
fantastic.
The, this is one of the most amazing vampire movies because instead of the vampires living in, you know, the darkness, mm-hmm. like steampunk kind of worlds that they usually live in or the
yeah.
Victorian Gothic worlds, they live in these very sanitized white
yes.
bright worlds. And like I think that's kind of unique to the Blade universe. Yeah, it's just bright and white and sterile. That's pretty cool.
I also
high-end and Steven Dorff.
High end club. Yeah.
The thing I first watched Steven Dorff in was when he was a kid in The Gate.
Oh, I remember The Gate.
Yeah, I remember The Gate. Yeah.
That was a fun movie.
He's also in a Britney Spears music video.
Ew, gross.
He like beats the crap out of her, I think, in a Britney Spears music video. I forgive him. But
Well, you haven't hit me, baby, one more time. It was one of her hits.
It was terrible.
It's a bad joke.
No, that's...
Ow!
I'm sorry. No, there is never an excuse.
You guys are doing fucking weird
Even if
jokes.
It's Britney Spears, there's never an
and
excuse
I just throw one
that.
In and I fucking... Yeah. I don't condone that.
We don't condone any of the things we've discussed. Yeah.
Nothing that we've talked about.
Oh, no. Except for
stuff.
Watching these movies,
Except
of course.
For watching horror movies. That's the only thing we condone.
Yeah.
But he is dreamy.
Oh, yeah. Steven Dorff.
Steven
Dorff.
Dreamy.
Is he
holding up well? I haven't seen him
I
recently.
Think so. One
is
of my friends, when they were talking about this movie, they were like, oh, Brad Dorff is so hot.
Brad Dorff?
And I hadn't seen the movie yet. And I was like, yeah, Brad Dorff's a pretty cool actor. And they were just gushing over him. And I was like, it's kind of weird for somebody to gush over Brad Dorff. Brad Dorff is the
voice of
Chucky.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic actor, but he's not like Dreamboat Steven Dorff.
I mean,
and then I was like, do you mean Steven? And she was like, oh yeah, Steven, not Brad.
This was like last year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a little weird in the face, but.
A little weird. And let me see how a little weird in the face. Has he had work done? Oh no, he looks good.
He's a handsome man.
He's still a handsome man.
He looks like a soccer player.
He does kind of look like a sports athlete.
Like
he has that sports athlete look.
A younger, what's his face?
Beckham?
From Ted.
Ted?
Yeah, the fucking main guy.
No, he doesn't look like
Wahlberg?
Yes.
He doesn't look like a Wahlberg.
A little bit. One thing I thought was pretty awesome about this movie is the whole chase scenes. Between him and the vampires, like when they're trying to like catch up to him.
Oh hell yeah!
On that train,
and it all has a great music going. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I mean, listen to the music now. As I was watching this, I'm like, oh, okay, techno music. I remember this.
I love '90s techno. That's why I'm so into the soundtrack.
Oh, that's photoshopped. Okay,
cool. '90s techno and early like 2000s techno.
Badly photoshopped. That looks like his face on the...
It is his face on a different body.
No, I was
going to
say that looks
Photoshop.
Like his face on the saxophone guy's body. But with a shirt on.
What did he like edging Texas Chainsaw Massacre his face and fucking made a face mask out of it? They fired me from Lost Boys for my saxophone music, so I will now... kill Steven Dorff and take his face. Face off too. Well, they make fucking...
Things get really crazy in
They're
Face
making
Off
shitty
too.
Sequels to everything these days. Fucking Kindergarten Cop 2.
Oh, I couldn't believe that. I could not believe that. Why?
I saw the trailer of that and I punched myself in the dick.
Like,
that
is that a recent
through.
Thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kindergarten Cop 2.
Dolph Lundgren.
Yes.
I wish people could see your face, right?
I feel like it just got stuck like that. Like I might have just had a mini
She's
stroke.
Waiting for the
Stay
joke.
Away from
She's
the
waiting
light,
for
child.
The joke, and it's not coming.
I think I stroked out for a second there. Sorry, I went silent for a minute. It was like I went. I derped out.
That's the appropriate reaction when you hear they're making Kindergarten 2.
Kindergarten Cop 2 with Dolph Lundgren.
Yes.
I didn't even make a sound. I just short-circuited for a minute in like a very
This is what's
going to
happen, Hollywood. You're going to give people strokes with your dumbass remakes.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen.
It's literally the trailer is fucking horrible. And then they even had Jingle All the Way too with fucking Larry the Cable Guy. Get her gun. Fuck me. They even did the like sequel to
it. I did it again, didn't I? I went silent. I did it again. It was an even worse face and my nostrils flared and stuck open.
I'm almost afraid to tell you the other remake that
Please
was
Please don't.
Yes, tell her.
Do you remember that movie, The Tooth Fairy with The Rock?
Oh, fucking Jesus Christ.
Sequel. Larry's back. He's a Tooth Fairy guy. Get those teeth there.
You know, if they're going to do remakes, remakes of movies with The Rock. They just need to pick a different wrestler. They need to do it with like Brock Lesnar as the Tooth Fairy.
The Undertaker?
No, Brock.
Go, I don't know wrestlers.
Jesse Ventura.
Oh, yeah.
He's my favorite now with all his conspiracy stuff. He should be in more movies.
So what I like about this is like the first day that Brad Dorf and Wesley Snipes.
Steven.
Jeez, thanks a lot.
I ruined it. I know. They're so easy to mix up.
Hey, Blade, want to play?
Oh, yeah.
Dale Duo Dimbala. Hey, man, that's the wrong movie. I'm sorry.
Chucky versus Blade.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That would actually
that.
Be cool. I would
I'd
totally watch that.
We don't need a jingle all the way to make Chucky versus
Chucky
Blade.
Chucky versus Blade.
One of my
Is
favorite.
Is it Wesley out
More
now?
Versus yeah. movies. Less sequels. More
oh,
versus
movies. Oh, seriously.
Movies.
I love versus
Way more
movies.
Versus movies.
Love
versus
yeah.
Way
movies.
More versus movies.
What made me laugh when Twilight first came out is they had the memes of like them in the forest and then you see like Blade in the background
oh, yes.
by the tree.
I love that one. Just hanging out in the background.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Get him, Blade.
So, Stephen Dorff and Wesley Snipes did not get along during this movie because Wesley Snipes was getting pissed of him taking too long to get into character and do the scenes that he coached him. And that kind of caused Stephen Dorff to have kind of like a fucking actor tizzy fit about it. So
he
had,
seems like he'd have tizzies.
Yeah. So they He's had cute, really though. Bad. Well, oh, fuck. Okay. There's more than that. Okay. I'm cute, but I have a great personality.
But
which
Wesley
is why
Snipes
I'm
is so
half.
Hot.
He is.
He is a very, yeah.
So anyway,
I wouldn't piss him off.
So they use that tension to play off the whole like Frost and Blade thing,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing. Which, because you find out, of course. The big old twist ending to this is, of course, that I said, of course, like three times.
Of course.
Of course. Of course. Of course. Of course. A vampire horse.
Written by Brad Dorf playing Chucky.
Also,
come
Chucky
on,
Brad,
so
vampire horse.
Come
would
here,
have been a better movie than Tooth
oh, yeah.
Fairy 2.
Come here, Wilbur, so I can bite you in the neck. That's the best
Why have they not made a vampire horse movie?
Oh, God.
Could you imagine vampire horse teeth, though? Like
fangs
on a horse? Arr. How fucking terrifying would fangs on a
oh,
horse
yeah.
be really scary?
Well, I mean, they have zombievers now, so or
zombievers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fangs on a Yeah.
Blade 3 has the fangs on the Pomeranian.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's one of my favorite scenes.
So David S. Goyer explained in the DVD commentary that when Karen Jensen wakes up at Blade's hideout after her attack and rescued by Blade, the script had her discover a jar with a vampire baby in it.
Yeah.
The baby would be alive and used by Blade and Whistler as a genius pig for testing out weapons to fight vampires. Studio ever found that disturbing and cut it out of the movie.
Imagine that.
Kris Kristofferson's character was, of course, created for Blade's cameo on the Spider-Man animated series for the show.
Oh, cool.
So it didn't exist before that. They liked him so much by Marvel CEO that they adopted him to the Marvel Universe after that.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. I love the animes.
I love animated
Those
series.
Like the good, like, there's been a few. And most of them are good, but this is like the 94 weird-ass fucking trans-dimensional Stan Lee riding on your back while you web swing for the last episode. Let's not get into that.
I forgot this was a comic book movie.
Yeah, it's
like, everybody's bitching about, like, we haven't had, like, a black comic book character
Oh,
movie.
My God,
I
yeah.
like, but I guess we have, like, we totally fucking have, haven't
oh,
we?
Yeah. I mean, they're talking about, oh, there's not been a black superhero. What about Blank Man or Meteor Man? There you go.
Yep.
Who?
Blank
Spawn.
Man? Wayne's brother? Oh, Spawn. Yes, thank you. That was actually...
They're remaking Spawn, which I'm actually okay
I'm
with because I
excited
think
for that.
That'll be
that'll
cool
be
with
a,
the
probably
new,
a better one.
The new effects now and stuff. I think Spawn's going
to
be really good.
So Jet Li was offered the part of Deacon Frost, but opted to do Lethal Weapon 4.
Oh, wow.
That would have been pretty cool.
That
would have been cool.
He would have matched Snipes, like,
yeah.
for coolness.
It wouldn't have been as sexy. Yeah.
It wouldn't have been
Just
cute.
So Stan Lee was supposed to be one of the awesome. Cops that busted the whole, like, that came.
You can't, Stan
no,
Lee.
That came in after that. But
Stan Lee's like 1,000 years old.
He wasn't
can't play
at this
a cop.
Time.
He was like 1,000 minus
Fun fact,
20
one
years.
Of Rachel's favorite actresses is in this movie.
Tracy fucking Lords!
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We'll Tracy briefly... motherfucking Lawrence is in this movie.
We'll briefly go into that before.
She's not 15 anymore. She's of age. Oh,
she's well of age. Everything's okay.
How old would she have been if this it was, if this was 98? If yeah. this was 98,
she would have
been
21.
Been...
She's a woman. Stop
she would have been.
God.
No, she would have been. She would have only been like 30 years old in this.
Yeah.
So she would have been. I mean, like, so this is what's really cool is when she moved out of porn. When she got caught that she was, you know, 15 when she was doing porn.
Gross. Melissa's drinking her water. Be careful.
When okay. it was found out that she was very much underage when sure. she was doing in her porn career.
Pornspiracies.
Pornspiracies. It was not pornspiracy. It was it
porn
was,
fact.
It was oh, yeah. porn fact. No conspiracy. Porn fact.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, conspiracy porn of how she got there.
Not a conspiracy. She,
I don't
she,
know. I
she,
just like,
she
I
stole
just
a birth
to
certificate.
Okay?
She stole a birth certificate that said she was 21.
It's a good word. It's a good word.
Pornspiracy.
I like making hybrid words. It's a hobby. Try it out sometime.
But no, like, it's tragic. It's tragic. Yeah. I mean, like, we're talking about children being raped with Corey Haim. I mean, she was 15 and doing porn. But she redeemed herself.
It's just, really
so she redeemed herself as a B-star actress doing yeah. horror and porn.
She
or
was
not
great
horror
in this
porn.
Movie.
She,
horror porn.
Horror
porn. Porium.
Horror. No, she redeemed herself doing horror and sci-fi. And, like, B movies. And, like, this was,
Cry
like...
Crybaby. Wasn't she in Crybaby?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So this was one of her biggest films that she's done. And she's awesome in it. I just think she's...
No, she did cool. really
horror
great.
Horror Porn Emporium. Welcome you to know. The Horror Porn Emporium.
She's so cool. She's... So Tracy well, Lords has
We founded Tracy Lords' career at the Horror Porn Emporium.
I forgot how crazy you get on these episodes.
I'm sorry.
Melissa would make a great wacky used car salesman.
I'm such a wacky car used salesman.
Do you want
a car? I missed my calling as a wacky car used
You want a Volkswagen?
Yeah, there's still time. There's still
salesman.
Time. We're in a bubble. Okay. We're in a bubble.
That's
We're
right.
In a car bubble.
Okay.
Bubble.
I'm sure. gonna own my own Merlot's used cars and horror poor emporium.
That's in the back. Go talk to Fred. If you buy yeah. enough cars, you get a free membership. We're the only video store in town.
I feel like there's a lot of ways to branch into this.
Oh my
that's a good. That's a good like moonlighting job for fun.
I mean. You could go the Tracy Lords route, or sure. you could just screen documentaries that are just horrific.
Yeah,
that's what I do. Oh my. That's my life.
You
actually.
Could just flat out sell like Faces of Death and snuff.
Jeez,
it's getting so dark. Let's
our last movie is the 2009 Daybreakers.
Yes,
I haven't seen
dark
this
thing,
until
yes.
today.
Yes, oh,
the only
I love
dark
this
thing
movie.
I want to talk about on this podcast from now on is vampires. Goddamn it! Okay, I'm sorry, I got very
Were
angry.
Were there any child rape victims in this
no,
film?
No, goddamn! you're making me 90s dad angry, 90s sitcom dad angry. I'm making a voice that I'm not happy about right now.
I feel like Willem Dafoe has seen some shit, though.
Oh, Willem Dafoe's totally seen some
That's
shit.
That's a whole different episode.
Willem Dafoe.
We should have the Willem Dafoe seen some shit
episode. Episode 165. Willem Dafoe has seen some shit.
He's just got that great face of just oh, like, yeah. I've been through everything the world could possibly do to me, and I'm just kicking ass.
Like, whenever you feel
badass.
Like you've had a bad day,
just look
they
at
just
it.
Sit you in a room with Willem Dafoe,
just look
and
at
he
him.
Just goes, yeah, I've seen some shit.
He just smiles at and he smiles at you and starts chuckling when he says it.
Yeah. He does that some weird smile.
He's got
Spider-Man.
Such a weird smile. He's like, he's my dream Joker. He's
oh,
the
yeah.
one I want
I've seen
for the
artwork
Joker.
Of him as like the Joker.
Yeah, it's just wow, his face is so perfect.
Joker.
I'd still like to see it.
He'd be a terrifying. He's a terrifying.
He's terrifying.
Anything.
Period.
Have you seen this Stewie episode? Like no. in Stewie. says in like Family Guy, he's like, I had a Willem Dafoe under my bed. And he just comes out really slow. And he just goes, hey, kid, you sleeping?
Oh, my God.
He goes, yeah, I'm trying to sleep here. And he just goes, cool. And slides back under really slow.
Okay, I will.
And it's just really fucking terrifying.
I will find that clip and put it on our page for this episode. I will do that because so I've been perfect. Watching Family Guy lately, and I did
I
laugh
love
my
Family bowl. Guy. That is
so I will
so
bring that
perfect.
Clip up for the listeners and put it on our Twitter.
Like,
trust your nerds.
I don't know. I don't want to say like I don't like it is. It is. It's yeah. inflammatory to say Willem Dafoe has ever been, but I mean, like, just Willem Dafoe has seen some shit.
Yeah, and you know what he saw in this movie?
He's so good.
Vampires and the Cure for Vampires.
Oh, he's so good in this movie.
Oh,
too.
I love
like,
him.
Once he makes his appearance, you're like, yes!
Well, yeah. Let's set the scene. It's a 2019, I think.
Whoa.
Yeah, and a plague has transformed almost
oh, that's
every
right.
human into vampires. So
it's going to happen soon.
Let's just call it what
it's like
it is.
3 years away.
There's no vampirism in this film. Everybody's just addicted to meth. This is downtown Salt Lake in 2019.
Well, yeah,
it's a metaphor for meth.
It's a metaphor for meth. Everybody thinks they've
that
got their drug
the
use.
Starbucks.
Everybody thinks they've got their drug use under control, and then everybody starts to just get itchy and stuff, and everybody's yeah. just like, I swear I'm not tweaking.
I actually feel like
I swear
it's
to God
more
I'm not fucking
salts.
Tweaking.
Bath salts.
Bath because salts. They're like biting each other and everybody's going crazy and
yeah.
fucking disfigured. Because they kind
of
start to mutate.
I love how they get disfigured too.
Yeah,
I think that's really cool.
Wings and everything, and he's mm-hmm. hanging upside down. Cut,
yeah, it's like when it gets out of hand, they start looking more like actual vampires. I think
yeah.
that's so cool.
Like tweakers.
Exactly like tweakers yeah. and their teeth and their hair.
Hi,
and
this
like
is living downtown.
They're all screwed.
Yeah, sure.
Meanwhile,
give
back to Hobo Thunderdome.
Like vampire's kiss. It'll be great.
Yeah, people wax start them. Losing their teeth and growing hair in weird places and somebody breaks into your back door and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, it's a vamp. No, it's a tweaker.
Just, just another
tweaker. Just a fucking hair tweaker. And hair in weird places?
Have you seen the fucking...
Isn't that just like a kid going
neck
to puberty
beards,
with bad teeth?
Neck beard.
Neck beards.
Oh, yeah.
Neck beards are pretty
they weigh too,
prevalent.
Al Borland.
Just really quickly, I want to say Sam Neill is in this.
Yes.
He is one of my favorite actors, and he pops up in like all of my favorite horror
yeah.
movies.
He's always
he's
creepy,
so
too.
Scary.
Oh, yeah. Event Horizon.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
I love him in
Jesus
that movie.
Jesus Christ. Mm. Event Horizon still scares the shit
out of me. Oh, it scares
me
to death.
I love that.
Love it.
Shit
I,
out of
do you
me.
Think, here's how cool I feel, Sam. God, why am I Neil? Jesus Christ.
Sam Neill.
Oh, Sam Neill.
Oh, he's so good in Daybreakers,
yeah.
too. Oh, being like the owner of the company.
I just, every time I think of Sam Neill, like any time he walks into a room, I just hear him say, clever girl.
The raptors.
Oh.
Which, depending on his character, is extra scary.
Yeah. But I kind of feel like
he
on
just
set
says, clever
he saw,
girl.
Well, I feel like on set he saw all the vampires and he's like, they travel.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
They
sorry,
come at
you
from from the sides.
In the Mouth of Madness, too. That's one of my favorites. He's in that. He's so
ooh,
good.
Ooh, yeah, that's
so
right.
So good.
Fuck, I forgot about that. He pops up randomly in everything.
Yeah.
He's the dad in, you know, fucking Bicentennial Man.
Yeah, yeah. He's
did you know?
As soon as you said he's the dad and fucking, I'm like, more child rape.
Back to it.
No. No.
Christopher actually smacked her leg like bad Rachel.
You can pick it up. I watched it get picked up on the audio track. You can hear him smack my leg.
An excuse to feel your soft like skeleton.
I have soft leggings.
Yeah,
on.
She's like, feel my leggings.
Feel my leggings. I have skeleton
yeah, I don't know
leggings.
Why I like channeled Andy D. Dick on that. I'm sorry. I fucking would love. That's another thing with fangs. I'd love to. Well, I guess the dinosaurs already have fangs. Never mind. I retort that comment back. I love too is like the whole cure with this. He finds out when he gets in a car accident and bursts into flames and goes into water. He's cured.
Yeah.
Then everybody who's, because you find the little nice twist, because Dafoe gets bit again, he doesn't turn, and the person that bit him is kind of like changing back. So it,
yeah, it's cool the way they figure out the cure in this, and it's different than other vampire movies too.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
So the cure spreads.
Yeah.
Like an infection.
And they're like coming out of it like somebody just gave them like, you know, the cure for a drug. And you see all, I feel their reaction is someone coming down from bath salts.
Yes.
They've got all the body parts.
See,
like,
it's got the drug element.
I really feel like this is just like
it's a metaphor. Veiled,
yeah, metaphor for like drug addiction.
Maybe this is our generation's reefer madness, but with vampires.
In a really subdued kind of way.
And now it's the future. It's hard shit like bath salts and meth. Meth salts.
Meth salts.
Oh, please, drug dealers, salt. Don't do that because that's probably a bad comedy.
First it was meth, then it was bath salts.
Now it's meth salts.
Meth salts. And everyone's turning
Christopher
into
likes
vampires.
His combo words.
Yeah. I for some reason, like, when you guys are saying
that. Pornspiracy with meth salts.
Yeah. Pornspiracy.
Meth salts. Available at the Horror Porn Emporium.
Yeah. If you want a great used car for this Horror Emporium, Horror Porn.
And it's Tracy Lords that pulls up in your, like, 87 Oldsmobile.
Give me $10 and I'll smack you on the booty. She's older now. That's mean.
She's not that. She's only in her, like,
40s. I was thinking
40s.
Of Cloris Leachman, like, doing it. Young man. Come here, young people.
No.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen Cloris Leachman and Willem Dafoe in a movie together?
Oh, no.
Have you?
No.
Have you? They could be the
same
person.
That'd be great. We're talking about horror porn, and I saw
horror
talking
porn
about pornspiracies.
Poor horror. So
like 90% of this podcast is incoherent.
I know.
Is us developing new words.
This happens every time that Melissa comes on. We spent 20 minutes on her first episode talking about Anaconda impersonations. And
the
John
Voight impersonations were the best.
You want to touch
my
vampire?
That is a creeper. That guy is
him as a vampire. Fuck. Oh my God.
That would be so scary.
We spent 20 minutes because as a comedian, if someone's laughing and they're continuing to laugh, I'm like, oh, I'm on.
The John Voight.
What's the deal with vampires?
No, my favorite was when you were doing Uncle Arthur.
Oh, Uncle Arthur is a vampire.
From Bewitched. Although, I think my favorite is you getting 90s dad angry at Rachel.
Oh, yeah, that's a new one. 90s sitcom.
90s sitcom dad angry. That was pretty good.
Oh, God, I can't even... Uncle Arthur is a vampire. Damn it, Samantha, get me a Bloody Mary.
There you go.
Uncle Arthur wants a Bloody Mary. Let's do this. Call me an Uber. I'm blood drunk.
You sound like the alien on...
American Dad.
American Dad, yeah.
That's exactly who he's based on.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure is Uncle Arthur. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh. I actually love the fight scenes in this movie, too, by the way.
Oh, they're really good.
There's that roadside attack where they're all getting shot up and some of the vampires getting blown up
yes.
by those arrows, which Boom. I thought was awesome. Overall, this movie, like, well done.
Oh,
the
it's
shots
so well
of it,
done. It's beautiful.
The dark filtering, the cool, like, cars that they're
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
that Melissa is now going to be featuring in her used car line.
Heck yeah! My favorite is when they are trying to... make this synthetic blood for the vampire and they're injecting it into the volunteer and he starts to have the reaction
God.
He's like freaking out
that is one of my favorite scenes
and then like and then he calms down and everything's okay and they're like how do you feel he's like okay and then boom he just blows up I love that part
so
that was like the beginning of the movie too and I was like yes
I hate myself for laughing at it.
Oh, everyone laughed. I mean, it was supposed to be funny.
Well, no, when he pukes on the nurse's assistant, I was like, what the fuck?
Well, it's supposed to be funny. It's one of those shockingly funny scenes.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, I love that part. The movie's just done so well. And the Starbucks, how they have like the blood they mix into the coffee. I was like, this is so awesome. And then the people are all freaking out when they don't have enough blood.
I kind of like the whole aspect of... you know, play that turns everybody into vampires.
Oh, I love it.
It's
like the vampire world.
Yeah.
It's,
I'm way on
I am
board.
Legend. It's Omega Man.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. It's this movie.
I just like it because the vampires still go about their business. Like,
oh yeah,
like they're not like vampires. They're like still going to work. Yeah. Like, you know, hey, boss, like how's they're it still going? People.
Oh, don't talk to me. I'm hungover. I have too much blood.
It's Starbucks open yet? Like,
I had
so
a Kardashian
funny.
Blood, and now I'm all fucked up.
Yeah, this is just a dystopian movie. It's yeah. just a dystopian, yeah.
dystopian
movie.
Where they're all vampires.
Yeah, but where everyone accepts the dystopian society and just kind of mm-hmm. runs with it.
How
big fan.
How emo was the beginning of the movie, though?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to live anymore. I'm going to kill myself, and I'm going to do it by walking out in the sunlight.
Yeah.
They just got established that everyone's a vampire.
I feel like to go in the whole Family Guy trope, like she walks out and bursts into flame, and the guy doesn't do it. And he goes to the bar, what happened to your girlfriend? I don't know, but she was sure hot. Whoa!
Waka, waka, waka. I feel that, like that fell flat on Rachel. I'm She's sorry. Not into it. Not into it at all.
She could have been a child rape victim.
How do oh! you know?
I'm going to get 2000, Dad. I don't want to get
Don't make him get angry 90s sitcom, Dad.
Well, if I get to 2000, like, the millennium.
You don't know what she's
millennial
been through.
Angry sitcom, Dad.
And you know I'm really mad is when I get to Madea. Nobody wants to
oh,
see
Madea.
That.
Oh, can we please do an episode with Madea's
no.
horror movie? Oh, come on.
I saw that
oh,
fucking
man.
Preview when I went to go
I
see
Masterminds. I
want to
do Madea's horror movie.
No.
Damn it.
Watching that preview for when I went to go see Mastermind for Boo, a Madea Halloween. I feel like Madea is like where like Tyler Perry goes when his mind gets too like dark about his crazy past because he's abused a lot,
mm-hmm.
and that's what happens.
Like
that's
his
how
defense.
He copes. Yeah, that's how he copes.
That's
with
sad.
It.
He's it's like his split personality.
Yeah,
like some people turn into Buffalo Bill and put people in a well, and like Tyler Perry turns into Madea.
Oh, I just had the best idea for a fucking movie.
What is it?
Fight Club, but with Tyler Perry and Madea.
Madea, like battling each other.
Yeah,
it's no, like part of himself.
Madea is the Tyler Durden in character, and Tyler Perry's Edward Norton's. God, oh my goddamn genius.
Don't give Tyler Perry that idea because
you do
happen.
Not need to copyright this.
Yeah.
I
He's
want
already
someone
working
to make
on
this.
It.
Tyler Perry, please make this film, please.
Mafita Club. Mafita Club.
First rule about Mafita Club.
First rule with
Don't talk about it. If anyone's listened this far into the podcast, don't tell
hey,
anyone we're
hey,
talking about
they
Madea.
Have. They've stuck.
Madea Club.
Madea Club.
He's just hitting himself with his, like, fake tits.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
That would that actually would be funny.
I would pay to see a clip.
Of Madea beating Madea. Herself up.
No, just a clip of a spoof of Fight Club, but with
but with
Madea. Yeah.
All right.
So there's not that much fun facts about this movie, except...
It's awesome.
Well, yeah.
Because it's dark. It's your dark thing. It's your one dark thing we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I only want to talk about dark things, including vampires. That's why it's a goddamn vampire podcast. Not getting 90 sitcom.
Well, you had a movie with Corey, and you had a movie with Tracy Lord, so we had to just talk
well,
about
Well, there's
this.
Some places you just
We had to talk
vampire.
About the child rape victim in the room.
Oh, my God. Okay. So the maker... Okay. To, oh, I'm getting Madea. Oh, shit. Oh.
Madea.
So they actually had a contest for a photo manipulation site for like what people thought the vampires would look like.
Oh, cool.
So someone won that, and that's why some of the vampires look kind of
Oh, that's
weird.
Neat.
This movie was released on Elvis's birthday.
Which was?
January 8th.
Oh,
and William Dafoe is named Elvis because of his love for Presley's song "Burning Love."
Oh, nice!
Yeah.
That's cool.
He talks about that.
Oh
in
yeah.
The film.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Burning love. Get it. Get it.
Symbolism.
I'm get it. Get it. Because when they
you
get
didn't laugh
sticks,
at my family
because they get
joke.
It, they get this stick through the heart, and then they explode in like a hunk of burning.
Oh, yeah. So it's like vampires going to Sizzler, and they order a steak, and then they get steak in the heart. Is that what it's doing?
You don't know what they've been through.
We're totally making a vampire movie where we go to Sizzler.
Yeah.
And Madea comes. Madea's
oh,
our waitress.
Stop it. No, Madea. No, Madea.
Madea works at Sizzler and serves the vampire.
Tyler Perry! It's like Con, but
you gotta go see Madea's horror movie and sit in the audience and do that. Every like 5 minutes, just through the whole movie.
If they play it at Broovies, we have to go just so we can take shots. Like, yeah, and do that. And get away with
make
doing
a drinking
that.
Game. Oh, that'd be God. Fun.
Well, Melissa, you know,
you can get away with doing that.
You guys both know at the end of the episode, everybody picks their favorite.
Ooh,
Melissa, you
lot
are
of pressure.
Our guest.
Lots of pressure, Blade. Absolutely.
Under pressure.
Wesley Snipes.
You're going Blade?
Yeah, I'm going with Blade.
Why Blade?
Blade 2 is actually one of my favorite like all-time vampire movies, so
I
that's
like
why
Trinity.
I love the character. I'm just so and he's a daywalker, which, you know, if you've seen the South Park with redheads, I get called daywalker all the time. So I feel like we have a connection.
Rachel, what about you?
Lost Boys.
Okay, why is that?
I still believe.
Yeah, find me another movie with a killer saxophone solo in it, and
MacGruber.
No.
Yeah, MacGruber has a pretty
sweet.
Not the
good.
Same, dude.
Not the same.
Okay.
There, he is not oiled up with a bike
no one
chain.
Can be this guy.
That's true. Okay.
With a thick. Sick bike chain.
Yeah, with a hangover mullet.
Bike chain.
Hangover
with
like
baby oil.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Oh, gross.
Christopher, what's your movie?
Well, geez, Melissa. You know, I'm glad you asked.
She's the redhead. She's the one that she's supposed to ask.
Yeah. Well, she's a guest.
I am a guest, but. Yeah. Oh. I'm curious.
Should I do it as Uncle Arthur?
Yes, Uncle Arthur.
Well, Melissa, you know, the one that I actually ended up choosing was The Lost Boys.
Oh, The Lost Boys.
I
both
really like those Corey boys, and I think they're great.
Don't say that. I don't think you're right now is not the time.
I think they're great actors, Rachel. Excuse me. I'm not talking about your dirty potty mouth stuff that you're trying to do when Christopher was here, but Uncle Arthur's here. And get me another drink, goddammit, because I'm getting shaky. Okay, I channel
it's way worse when he says it like that. It's like even like it doesn't help his case.
It doesn't.
When he says it like that, it like makes it way worse when he's like, I really like those Corey boys.
Yeah, okay. It was Uncle Arthur.
And I'm like, oh my God, he's got children in his basement.
Uncle Arthur was great.
Yes.
I really love Lost Boys. It's always been one of my favorite vampire movies. I love this from childhood. It still holds up. So you little fucking millennial hipsters, if you haven't seen Lost Boys, check it out. It's best vampire movie, top three in my opinion, with this, John Carpenter's Vampires, An Interview with a Vampire. It's still one of my
check out Blade. It's got the best soundtrack.
And Tracy Lords.
Well, where can everybody follow you guys, all the good stuff that you're doing?
MelissaMerlot.com. And visit my horror poor emporium.
Right down off Rue 8.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. All is Melissa Merlot.
Rachel, where can people find you?
Holy shit. Hiding in my face.
Whatever. This is awesome. We're
doing
so
good. I'm
not sure
I want them to find you after
I don't know if I
want
to be
found.
Potty mouth.
I don't want to be you know, mostly lurking around.
Sure.
Hobo Thunderdome.
I'm not as active on social media lately as I should be. So people, call me out on that. Come poke me and stuff.
I'll be leaving you videos of I still believe.
Oh, please do.
On your Facebook.
Yes, do.
Close ups of him dancing.
Find me on Facebook, Rachel Jensen. Facebook/Rachel is horrible is my comedy page. Go like it.
Nice.
The more people that like my comedy page, the more I will be compelled to post things to it because I forget it exists a lot of the time. My Twitter is at Super Mochella.
Ooh.
Super Mochella. It's a thing, I guess.
It's a Twitter handle.
It's a good Twitter handle. It is fantastic. You can also find a lot of my stuff that I write at Slugbag. Yeah, at slugbag.com.
That's right.
She's a writer.
So go
I'm a writer.
Look those up.
I do a lot of that freelance stuff.
Yeah.
Free. Freelance. Freelance means I can go wherever, do whatever, and not get paid to do it. Yay!
Okay.
Free agent, free range. Thanks, nobody owns me.
Thanks, Rachel, for coming on and being a co-host by that way. Yay! Filling in for Quincy. And, of course, thank you to our guest, Melissa Merlot.
Thank you for having me.
You guys, of course, can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/trustyournerds, on Twitter at trustyournerds. And, of course, if you have a recommendation for a movie or a theme, trustyourmovienerds@gmail.com. Also, if you leave a 5-star review on iTunes this whole month, take a screenshot, tag us on Twitter at trustyournerds. You'll be entered in for a drawing for some of digital copies from our 31 Days of Horror movie list, as well as some other ones. So be sure to do that. I've been your host, Christopher James. Have a great night.